Welcome to Steadfast Hope. I'm Steve Lawson. This is Kent Steinbeck. We're coming to you from the iconic Herb's House in Dallas, Texas. It's a wonderful coffee shop. A lot of ministry takes place here, including what we're about to talk about, which is in John 17 and verse 4. We're going to be looking at this verse. The title of this devotion is Glorifying God. I'm going to talk about it for 5 minutes, and then Kent and I are going to talk about it together for another 5 minutes. So this is going to be a quick in, quick out, but this is just to make a deposit into your spiritual life. This verse says, John 17, 4, Jesus praying to the Father the night before he was crucified, I glorified you on the earth, having accomplished the work which you have given me to do. Kent, the Westminster Catechism begins, what is the chief end of man? And the answer, succinctly but profoundly, is to glorify God and to enjoy him forever. And the chief end of everyone watching this devotion, as well as for you and me, is that we would glorify God. That's the purpose of our life. Kent, you and I, we're talking on our last episode. You mentioned, why am I here? What's it all about? And what it's all about is that we glorify God. And I think the obvious next question is, so how do I glorify God?
Yeah.
And it's like Jonathan Edwards' 70 resolutions. The first four resolutions, he was resolved to glorify God. The last 66 is how he would glorify God. And so verse 4 here in John 17 tells us one way by which Jesus glorified the Father. And there is specific application for you and me. Jesus acknowledged that he glorified the Father by accomplishing the work that the Father gave him to do. So let's look at this. Jesus said, I have glorified you on the earth, and that looks to the entirety of his days here upon the earth and his incarnation, as he lived in such a way as to bring praise and honor to the Father. And he says, I've accomplished, and the word accomplished means to bring to an end or to completion. He fully, completely accomplished the work that the Father had given him to do. And what a work that was.
Wow.
I mean, at the head of the list, it was to go to the cross and to lay down his life for those whom the Father had given to him to rescue and to redeem. In addition to that, this work included revealing the Father to us. It included living in perfect obedience to the law of God on our behalf. It included experiencing everything that you and I experience as far as temptation and trials and difficulties, so that he would be a sympathetic high priest. And it included being even the greatest preacher and teacher of the law and of the prophets during his time here. So it was a multifaceted purpose, but at the head of the list was to die in our place for our sins. And so Jesus glorified the Father by his humble obedience to work and to carry out the task that the Father gave him to do. And Kent, the application for you and me, I think, should be very obvious, that we glorify God by accomplishing the work that he has pre-assigned us to do. Ephesians 2:10 says that he has foreordained good works for us to walk in. And so there are assignments that God in his infinite wisdom has given to each one of us as believers in Christ to fulfill during our time here upon the earth. We're not to sit back and be spiritual couch potatoes. I mean, we've got to be in the game. We've got to be in the will of God. We've got to be doing the work of God. And that glorifies the Father. And I think today a lot of Christians become very passive and become very sluggish in their Christian life and think they're just kind of here to have a good time, when in fact, we need to be in the field and with our shoulder to the plow and doing God's work. Mm-hmm. And that glorifies the Father to fulfill the assignments that he's given us to do. And that's what Jesus is saying here about his own life in an argument from the greater to the lesser. If this was true of Jesus, it's true for you and me as well. And so, Kent, I want us to talk about this because this is actually so relevant and so practical for us.
Yeah, it is. So, Steve, we see that our Lord did what the Father wanted him to do, and mm-hmm. that was to glorify him. What does glorify mean? tell us, what does glorify mean? I mean, he obeyed him. What does glorify mean?
Yeah, Kent, in the Bible, there is the intrinsic glory of God mm-hmm. and ascribed glory to God. The intrinsic glory of God is the sum of all that God is, his holiness, his righteousness, his truth, his grace, his mercy, etc. We cannot give intrinsic glory to God. Mm-hmm. God is who God is. Ascribed glory is the praise and the worship that we give to God as we behold his intrinsic glory. And so the more we learn of God, the more it fills us with awe and wonder and amazement. And we respond by worshiping God and giving him glory. We give him praise and honor. And for us to glorify God means that we are magnifying his name and exalting his name. Mm-hmm. And it's not just when we open our mouth in church and sing praises. It's really 24/7. We are to be a living sacrifice on the altar, which is our spiritual service of worship. Worship is to be a lifestyle. And that everything that we do is to be pointing to God and pointing upward to God, and in a way that is consistent with who God is in alignment with who God is. And so, for example, when I obey the word of God mm-hmm. and when I walk in a manner as Christ walked, I'm in alignment with God's will for my life.
Okay.
And that draws it elicits praise and glory to the Father. So that's just kind of a quick way to try to answer that.
So are you saying that when you, for example, are in the Word, you're doing the will of God, you use that word magnify, people are able to see him clear through what you're doing?
Yes.
So you're bringing him attention to him through what you're doing in obedience, and that's glorifying him because you're magnifying who he is and therefore showing other people more who he is.
Absolutely, Kent. And I mean,
that's what we're trying to do in our lives.
You said it so well. At Matthew 5, verse 16, mm-hmm. let your light shine before men in such a way that they may see your good works and glorify your Father who is in heaven.
Okay, so what you're saying is the world doesn't know God. The more we show the world who God is through our lives, then we're glorifying him.
Absolutely. And unbelievers obviously are not going to be per se glorifying the Father, going into worship as they see us live out the reality of our Christian faith. But it is a witness and it is a testimony to them, and it is making a deposit that perhaps one day when the gospel comes into their soul, that they may be regenerated and come alive unto God. And certainly believers will see the manner with which we carry out the will and work of God in our lives. It is a cause for believers to worship God. I mean, I know as I see God at work in your life and how I see many things in your life that need to be present in my life, I know God's at work in your life, and it makes me praise God for how I see him at work in your life.
So Sunday, when you gave that great sermon, you were glorifying God through your study, through your effort, through your prayer, through your abilities. And so for us, who obviously aren't on that stage, we glorify God even if we share the gospel.
Oh, absolutely.
Pray for somebody, or we're in the Word and we're, and God leads us to do something, or encourage somebody, or give them the gospel. That's all part of glorifying God.
It is, even down to, Kent, you loving your wife, Amy, loving your sons and your daughters.
Wow.
Down to you conducting your business affairs with honesty and integrity.
Wow.
And helping other people along the way. All of that is glorifying God. Providing jobs for other people.
Takes self out of it, doesn't it?
Man.
There's no room for self, is there?
It displaces self. And we have to do this daily. Die to self daily.
Mm-hmm.
Because self is almost like our beard. It just keeps growing back, and we have to shave it every day.
That's good.
So thank you for joining us today for Steadfast Hope. I don't know about you, but this really speaks to my heart that I've got to be actively serving the Lord if I am to glorify Him. You need to be actively serving the Lord in order to glorify your Father who is in heaven. May God give you much grace and spiritual direction for your life, that you would know how to do this. God bless you. Thank you for joining us for Steadfast Hope. Please join us for our very next episode.